Yep.
Dude, we saw a TikTok. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a TikTok, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little grass.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, grass.
Grass.
This is funny. All right, I might pop in, but it's going to just be
God bless, dude. We're back, dude.
God fucking bless.
We're here back, dude. The boy's back, dude.
You know what's funny is?
Hey,
funny we say that.
We're in for a spooky episode. It's
spooky.
It's spooky.
But I just want to say, I think it's hilarious.
Pre-Halloween?
We both say God bless. Both don't even.
No. Yo, dude. Yeah. No, we don't believe, but how great is our God, bro?
How great is this motherfucker?
How great is our God?
We don't believe in. Oh, that's fucking amazing.
St. Rogie's.
So the day before Halloween, my favorite time of the year. I love the weather during this time of the year. Halloween is my favorite holiday.
Oh yeah,
this is just all around. I'm happy right now, man. I'm in my peak happiness right now.
It's kicking off tomorrow.
Yep, Halloween, man. I'm so happy.
We're gonna have the party, bro. We're gonna have the beer pongs.
You know what I hate though? I hate how after Halloween we immediately shift to fucking
Christmas,
either Thanksgiving or straight to Christmas.
They already have Christmas decorations.
Dude, they had Christmas decorations October 1st. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
I mean, Christmas is cool, dog, but not after you're 20.
I feel like not after, like, fucking maybe 16, dude. I don't know. Like, there's a certain...
No, I mean, it's great, but, like, don't expect a lot. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
don't. Like,
because you get disappointed fat.
I think it's because you get older, too, because, like, when you think about it, when you're...
Yo, when I was 20, that Christmas... I was like, it's going to be sick. Yo, dude, straight up, I got blessed with, yo. So check it. This is Christmas morning by me and you, whatever. It's Christmas morning.
Yeah.
I walk up in the kitchen. You know, I'm up bright and early. I wake up early for work. I'm like, oh, it's Christmas tomorrow?
Excited. I'm
waking up early.
Excited.
You know what I mean? I set an alarm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I wake up. I go in the kitchen. Mom's cooking. Bacon sizzling. I smell it. I smell it in the hallway.
It was a good start. It was a great start.
It's a great start. I'm feeling great. I'm like, this is Christmas.
You fucking had a little morning.
There ain't snow on the ground, but you know what? There's bacon cooking.
You have a little morning fucking schmeat your meat set?
Yeah. So
got it, dude.
So I walk.
Fucking Lord's Day.
I mean, dude, on Christmas, how do you not bless yourself that morning?
You fucking set an alarm. You wake up, you smell bacon. You don't go in the restroom real quick.
How do you not pop up in some pH?
Dude, get your fucking.
Get your PhD in, bro.
Dude, yeah. Get your testosterone out. You know what I mean? Let that shit loose.
Dude, that's going to be a new joke on here. Get your PhD in. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
There
get your
go.
Pornhub jerk in, bro.
Yeah, Pornhub jerk in.
Your
Pornhub
PhD, jerking. Bro.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Anyway, so what was I speaking? All right. Anyway.
Yeah, your 20th.
I walked up in there, bro. I know it's Halloween, but we're talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
But I walked up in there, smelt the bacon. My mom was like, so listen. That's when I knew shit was sideways.
So listen, the only reason.
She's like, yo, let me talk to you. That's like when a black man's like knocks on your window. And he's like, let me talk to you. Like,
yeah.
It ain't good.
Hey, come out here. Let me speak to you.
Let me talk to you for a minute. Young blood. Yeah. Like, it ain't good.
Yep.
You're like, ah, fuck. I'm about to get served.
Come out here real quick.
About to get served.
Yep.
On a platter. She's like, so check it out. We ain't got you no presents. We're going to slide you some cash like next week or something. But we got you a stocking. I was like, damn, I am 20.
No, that's the thing is because at 20, you're almost viewed as a person.
But I was like, damn, I ain't even getting no socks.
You're almost viewed as a person who gives out the presents because at 20.
Cause at that point, you're a roommate. 20,
you
you're a roommate.
At 20, that's
you're
why.
A straight roommate. And I was.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Yep. You're a straight roommate. I was paying for Wi-Fi. You know what I mean? Phone bills.
Yeah, you were looked at as like, you're no longer.
Yeah, you know I mean, I'm walking around the house with a beard. Like, Steve's like, I got a grown man living here with me.
Yeah, you're now a giver. You're not the given. Like,
oh, Steven.
Oh, Steven.
Oh, Steven.
So.
Anyway, dude, it's fucking Halloween, dude.
So, how much. Wait, hold on. Before we get to Halloween.
Hold on.
Because
dude.
I want to get into Halloween.
Hold
fuck
on. Let
Christmas,
me. Let me.
Halloween.
Let's adjust.
Let's adjust
the
sound.
Hold on.
The sound. Navigation.
Okay. I like that right there.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, we got Des here, by the way. She being quiet. She right here, though.
Yep,
I ain't
right
gonna act like she ain't.
Oh, well, like, I was miming his shit when he was doing his thing.
Yo, I like it because she over here, like, hand signaling.
Because I didn't know if I was able to
it
be
shows
in
that
it.
She's engaged.
But it's not sign
like when his mom was like, She's just gonna give you some money. So I was like,
It's funny though because
but we got you a stocking.
It's funny though because she's like hand signaling on the sign, like with signs, but she's not sign languaging. She's just like silent hype manning us over here.
Yeah.
She's like a mime hype man.
But I like it because
I didn't know I was able to be in it, so I was like, hold on. I'm just gonna wait till I get introduced. So hello, my name is Desiree. I was in like the other.
To be real, you're actually winning because you're at like the main vocal point that it's aiming
like straight
at.
Across. Dope.
Like our shit's gonna pick up off beat.
So
not
I sound
too much,
like a
but,
dude. Right.
No, not like that, but I mean like I mean if you wanna talk strong.
Oh shit. No.
Alright, but anyway, yo, it's Halloween. What's up?
Wait, hold on. I need to know this before we get to Halloween, because we're best believe we're gonna get to Halloween, fuck Christmas. Well not fuck Christmas,
not
but Halloween's my
Christmas?
Favorite. Halloween's my favorite holiday, so
yeah,
of course
sure
I'm gonna say
mine too.
But before we get into Halloween, I need to know how much did you get that next week?
Yeah, how much cash did you get?
Like a good hundo? Because you were saying your mom told you, like, hey, we'll get you back with some cash.
Oh, well, see, the thing is, it ain't come that next week.
Damn.
Did it ever come at all?
It came, like, a month or two later.
Oh, yes.
So, like, in January?
Nah. You want to know what I got?
$12.
At least, I want to say, at least 100. I'd be cool with 100.
At least
100, 12. I'd be like, cool.
I got 100.
All right, cool.
That's
hold
it?
Up.
In sections.
Hold the fuck
quad
up.
Quad pay.
Oh, I was like, quad pay, okay.
Listen to me. I got 100 with a Best Buy gift card.
Oh, hold on.
How much
on.
That's
Best diff. Buy?
That's
let's talk
good.
About this.
Hold
quick.
On. That's diff than just 100.
No, but listen to this. Let's talk about this for
I don't
a second.
Want to at Best Buy.
I'm thinking Best Buy, right? I'm thinking, okay, I can go pick up like some shit for studio shit or something. I go scouting. Nothing, motherfucker. Nothing.
What you mean?
No, they ain't got.
They ain't got
shit.
They ain't got Nathan. All right.
Oh,
so
fuck.
I'm fucking pissed. I leave. I went with mom, and she's like, and you know, moms are moms. They're like just trying to be supportive.
Oh, they
don't
make the best.
But they don't fucking know.
What about this?
They don't really know
it's
what
weird.
You.
It's weird. It's weird.
But they don't know what you need or what you're looking for. What we're talking. You know what I mean? I was like, I want a chip for this type shit. You know what I mean?
It's weird when it happens because like looking back, you feel so selfish because you're like, damn, I was being like a little brat.
I was.
And your mom.
I'm a straight up priss.
And your mom's always like, and during that time, your mom's always trying to make the best out of the situation.
Yes.
And trying to make you happy. And
yes.
Turn you up.
And I'm just being
but
a dick.
But when your mindset is on something specific,
you want it.
You want it.
You want it.
Especially
and you know you're looking for it and you know you can get it and it shouldn't be that fucking hard.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You're like, I just want it.
And you're like, why is it going to, why? You're like, why is this complicated?
Exactly,
why is this
dude.
A problem?
So what'd you end up getting?
All right. So peep it. So we go to Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
I surf. I look through the shit. And let me tell you, it came to the point to where I was like, all right, I can't get a laptop. I can't get anything else that I want. Maybe I can get some studio headphones. Because you know what? Apparently, they have music equipment. You know what they got for music equipment?
PS4.
Wireless shit. Fucking headphones.
Oh.
That's not the gig. You want cord in. Mm. All right, wireless is cool for conveniency, but you want hardline shit. It's the same with internet. You know what I mean?
The quality of it. It's less convenient, but
it's
more
direct.
Quality.
It's you get the perfect. You know what I mean? So, I was fucking pissed, dude. I was like, it's like, and I told her I was like I kind of influenced the fucking best. You know what I mean? I influenced it. And so I was so fucking mad, dude. I was like,
oh, you kind of influenced the Best Buy gift card.
But no,
card
but
as any,
anyway, but on that note, like I barely used it about a fucking 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, this was like 2 years ago, right?
Facts.
A
year ago. I can't remember.
When you got that, no,
I don't remember what time frame we
it
spaced
it.
It
wasn't when you got that fing, that sword.
That
right?
was like three, two.
Damn,
that was like
dude,
two
we're
or three.
Oh, shit.
I know, we fat.
Damn,
time just flies.
Hey,
man.
Cheers to that shit,
but,
man.
Yeah, cheers. Sad. Cheers to that.
Fat and proud, yo.
I don't know.
Cheers to that.
Grab another. For the viewers knowing, just for your insight, for the immersion, because you can't see, me and Sky were drinking some Sierra Nevada's pale ales.
Yep.
These are just normal Sierra Nevada pale ales, but these have the original packaging on it. Really good. And then Desiree, she's drinking on some Smirnoff. Ice, which one's screwdriver?
The Dez, dude. We got the Dez, we got the DOS.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we move on the Christmas topic, I like for y'all to know I got a pink Christmas tree this year.
Oh, yo, dude, Desiree, yo, straight up, Dez came through with the presents today, too.
Yeah, because I feel bad because we always get his other cousin something for like his birthday, and I felt really bad. So Sky, I got him like these three, like ultimate. It was like the first Star Wars edition, like frame posters.
No, what's sick is
they're nice too.
It's the old school, like
old school.
It's like the old school painting posters though,
and they're nice because
you know, like those old school covers. A dude actually painted those.
And if you film, you feel it. It feels nice.
No, it's like thick and it's hard and it's. I was like,
I liked them a lot.
I didn't give a fuck how much they were worth. I work at Big Lots, and like I was like, dude, I have to get them.
It was so funny too, because when she told me, I was like, you got me something?
Well, I told Shiloh, I was like, because Shiloh's in the fucking shower.
You got me something, dude?
Yeah, Shiloh's in the shower. I was like, yeah, I told Sky I got him a gift. I didn't tell him what, but he was like, wait, you got me a gift? And I was like, yeah, what the fuck you mean? I got you a gift. Yeah.
I was hella surprised. I was like,
Well, I thought it was funny because she hit me up at work and she was like, hey, there's these Star Wars things. Or she said something along the lines. I have the text messages, so I can show you them. But off the top of my head, I remember she was just basically like, I can get Sky these like things. I'm thinking about getting them for him at Star Wars or whatever. And she's like, do you think I should get them? And I was like, I don't know. That's up to you. And she's like, I'm going to get them. And I was like, okay. And so she got them. And I was like, cool.
Nah, dude, they're sick. I love them, dude. I appreciate that shit.
And they're going to go in the studio room.
So that came.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to be in the studio.
That came straight from her. Like, I didn't tell her.
No, because, I don't know why. We get like random shit at my store. I work at Big Lots. I don't know if I'm a little bit too loud, but like.
No, put the plug on for sure.
Okay. So I work at Big Lots. And like, we get like random shit. We like. I know that.
Hold on.
Hold on, wait.
All right, we good.
Okay. I know, I don't even know if fucking Disneyland's open, but like, I've only been there for 3 months, and we have like Minnie and Mickey Mouse shit, and then all of a sudden we got this Star Wars shit, and I was like, wait, hold the fuck on. And I've been looking at these posters for Sky for a Kumin, and there was only three, like, I don't know what you want to call it, like, additional?
It's the originals.
Yeah, original, additional, like, type shit. The first three Star Wars. Yeah.
The first three to ever come out.
Because I asked this kid before I bought them.
In the 70s.
Yeah, and I was like, why is there only three? Like, isn't there, like, eight movies? And he's like, no, these are, like, three originals. Yeah, he's like, no, these are the three originals in, like, back in the day. And I was like, okay, Sky is, like, a big, like, fan. I got to get this shit. I don't give a fuck how much they're worth. I'm going to get it. And I got them. I was like, I haven't got this fool anything. And I know that me and him agreed last year or the year before that we want to get each other Christmas gifts. And then it was
me and Alex.
Yeah, the other cousin, Alex, and then Shiloh that's on here right now. They're like, nah, that's some gay shit. And me and Sky, me and Sky were like, dude, what the hell?
Fucking alley boy. He's an alley cat, bro. He's a mountain alley cat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He don't come off that mountain now, but
no, did you guys see he broke his arm?
I did not see that.
I didn't see that at all.
You guys didn't see that?
No. He broke his arm.
Hold on then. I think it's on Facebook.
Mountain Boy broke his arm?
Yeah.
Anyways, how far are we in?
We're about 13 in.
Okay, all right. Cool. Because I want to get into this Halloween.
Halloween. Scary movies. Top one. Or top, like.
That's hard.
All right, well, when you get into the scary movies.
You're talking to a horror aficionado, man.
But, like. Jesus, he broke it. But what do you think, like, I mean, we can get into, like, classic either, because there's horror characters, like Jeepers Creepers, Michael Myers, Freddy.
It really depends on where you want to take
or
this.
Or there's, like, paranormal shit, which is popular.
The Exorcist.
But there's so many paranormal movies these days, so it's like.
For me, the thing is, like, when you're
it's either, like, do you like the paranormal category, or do you like.
I like both, but my main thing, like, that's, like, paranormal shit. Is always my main go-to. I watch it every year. The old Exorcist. That is my shit. The original.
Jeepers Creepers for me, dude. All day, every day. All of them.
Well, no, like for like paranormal shit, yeah. But like for that type of shit.
I know the fucking.
Jeepers Creepers, Michael Myers.
I know the director. Kruger, the director of Jeepers Creepers or whatever turned out to be like a pedo or some type of shit like that. Yeah.
But like some Epstein. Or well, not even some, Epstein, but like.
My main thing is just a creature,
It was some type of shit like that. But dude, I mean, it's a franchise.
Oh, this kind of brings me to this question, right?
Because, it's a great fucking franchise.
There's this YouTube channel that you know that I really like. It's called Dead Meat, and they do the kill counts and stuff.
Dad Meat or Dead Meat?
Dead Meat.
Oh, there's another one called Dad Meat.
No, but these they do kill counts and all this other cool shit. It's really I've seen
that. I don't like that nerdy guy though.
No, he's fucking great. You need to look more into it. He's great.
Okay,
is he really?
He's great. He is.
Am I judging?
Yeah, I'm judging on.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. It just depends, because what gets me so mad, it has been like for like a quite some time until he finally spoke about it like a week ago. He didn't do any Jeepers Creepers. And I was like, dude, you're doing the Saw. You're doing freaking Michael Myers. You're doing Freddy Krueger, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know, Hillbilly, whatever, et cetera, yeah, et cetera. And it's like, why are you not doing Jeepers Creepers? His main ideal is exactly what you said, because he was pedo and he does not want to give him credit for it.
It just sucks, man.
And I was like, dude, but it's such a good.
That's why he doesn't want to cover Jeepers Creepers.
You want to know what a horror movie franchise they really need to reboot is Wrong Turn.
Okay.
Dude, the first one, you watch the first one, it's so great. The second one is like, well,
everything after the first one is just wonky.
Yeah,
I've watched the first
three. They're all B-movie horror.
Yeah,
isn't there like six now? I think the sixth one's
coming. Oh, no, they're going to like 7, 8.
Dude, it's crazy because like,
and
the first one is so good, and mm-hmm. after that, dude, they just fucking, it's Sharknado. Trash. It's like Sharknado after that.
After the first one. Really, to be honest,
it's ridiculous.
The first one's even a B movie end of itself, but it's a good underrated.
No, dude, good. And the actors that they had in that, bro, come on, bro.
Oh wait,
so good.
Yeah.
So good. That was a good movie.
The thing that trips me out. Tell me, Wrong Turn is just not like The Hills Have Eyes.
No, dude. The first
one, they're kind of like alike.
The first
though.
One's good, but I love the second one. But I hate that they didn't continue.
Yeah.
The way it's a mad cliffhanger. Oh,
yeah,
with The Hills Have Eyes too, but it's so
the
good.
Thing that fucked
I did
up.
Like the second one.
Yeah,
dude, that part where that dude pops out of the porta potty—it's literally ruined me for life. Because you already know, roofing life, porta potties, construction life, porta potties all day. So like, dude, I'll be at the job.
Dude,
site.
I don't even like using those damn things.
So my thing
they're
is
terrible.
To kind of come back to your question, is it what's your favorite Halloween movie or horror movie or like kind of both?
Man, okay, well, all
right. Different.
First question. When Halloween comes around, what's your go-to?
Coach?
Like, say, just to feel the vibes.
That's hard. Yeah, that is hard.
Yeah, that's fucking hard.
All right.
If you don't have anything.
All right, well, think on that. Other than that, what's your favorite horror movie?
That's
easily hard. Evil Dead.
Evil Dead?
Any of them. Evil Dead 1, okay. 2, or 3, preferably.
Army of the Dead 2. As well?
Army of Darkness? Yep.
Army of Darkness, my bad.
But,
Hey, what about the newest one?
Yeah, that's one of the best remakes of ever.
I've talked to the boy Seth, and you know how they have
remakes.
That Ash in the Evil Dead show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's you know, the whole too. Thing with the movie is supposed to be like a parallel or like another universe, and it's supposed to all. It was eventually supposed to all connect, and the girl was supposed to be in the show and some shit like that.
But, I didn't know that.
But keep going on your note.
But the remake of Evil Dead is the best to me. Not the best, but one of the best remakes that I've seen, especially with horror.
Yeah,
because
it was raw.
Because the way I see it is, it took something right.
It paid a lot of homage.
It did, but it also made it its own. And it also said basically like, what if we take this movie? Because Evil Dead's usually like really horror, right? But with like a lot of comedy too. Like infuses the two in such a good way where it's like, because like when I first watched the Evil Dead movie, like I was scared. Like I watched it when I was like I think like 10.
Yeah.
And so I was like genuinely scared. But there's also moments where like you're laughing, right? Like Evil Dead 2,
yeah.
Like when he cuts off his hand and he does his hand crawl and it flips him off and then it goes in that little hole. Like there's moments in that. Like so you're like scared, but at the same time like there is comedy.
Oh, dude, no, I could imagine like when it came out at the time, like especially when the demons are like chasing him through the forest.
Yeah, or not even demon, or it.
Whatever that.
You just see the point, the POV.
But it's like
you just know it's bad
of the entity.
Yeah, you just know it's bad. You
know
it's
dude, because it puts that little tickle in your spine, like
and it has that sound of
like you ever play tag and you almost catch someone or somebody almost catches you.
It's like the back of your neck. You feel like they're tingling.
Yeah, you're like they're coming.
The tingles in the back.
Yeah, dude, it's like they're pulling at your fucking.
Yeah, dude, that's what it feels like. Dude.
Yeah, man.
I know what you're talking about, but no, the Evil Dead remake to me is so good because it's like, what if we take this movie right?
Yeah,
and not also modernize it. Let's shoot it to you straight horror.
Yeah.
Because there's no comedy really in that, dude. It's straight horror all the way through. You know what I mean? Like when the girl cuts her fucking slit her tongue.
No, yeah, dude.
The razor blade.
And
so,
for that
you guys
time,
talking about the
it
new
was
Evil
raw.
Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now Halloween movie, that's tricky. I mean, if I had to say like a movie that comes just straight to mind when I think Halloween.
Yeah. What is your go-to when in the Halloween?
I don't know about go-to. I don't know about go-to, but it's a movie I think about. When I think Halloween movie, I think about this movie. It's The Hocus Pocus.
Oh my god. You like Hocus Pocus?
I do.
You don't like it? Okay, hold on.
I fucking hate that
movie.
Not
because of the story. Before like that,
it's terrible.
But it's the it's your
it's literally a Halloween
it's
movie.
It's a Halloween movie through and through. Like it is a seasonal movie.
I fucking hate
it. I put a spell
bro.
On you.
I hate it so much.
Another movie.
And now you're mine.
I can't watch that movie. Dude, it's just so fucking
nickel. It's corny.
Okay.
Dude, it's terrible. Corny.
Sky, I know you're old and all, but dude, Shiloh has put this on his life. He has never watched Halloween Town. Have you watched all the Halloween Towns?
Never. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Okay. I know what it is, but no. I've never watched it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Halloween movie.
You're plugging Halloween Town?
Halloween Town is the shit.
That's her only plug.
Her only plug.
No.
Only plug.
Okay, well, it's not mine, but I figure, you know, I'm your guys' age. Like, have you guys not watched Halloween Town?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I know
bro.
What it is. I never
okay.
sat down.
I'm sorry. You guys never had cable. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Disney Channel,
wow,
Halloween
dude.
Town. I'm
low
so sorry.
Radio. I had DirecTV and Comcast.
Way to
and
you just skipped
wait,
Halloween
to
Town?
I never even
me.
Seen that pop up. Like, what
wait,
are you talking
wait,
about?
Way to poor shame me.
Who even acts in that?
Because
probably
I had,
losers.
Because I had basic cable
damn,
antennas.
So I'm a loser.
No, you're not.
Here's my question.
I didn't say that.
To kind of stay in the Halloween.
No.
To stay in the Halloween realm,
what's up, dude?
What is your guys' favorite thing about Halloween?
Favorite about it?
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about
man,
it?
Man, what I really like, dude, is everybody gets to have fun and kind of just like, you know, fucking. That's why I'm having like the costume party because like not everybody has to dress up, but it's like encouraged because it's like I like when people can like not give a fucking like access their imagination and just be
it makes
like,
it fun. Like you don't
yeah,
have to
be like, yo, dude, I'm a vampire for the night. Like you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, be creative. Fucking
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even if you know we're all adults and we're not really fucking acting like vampires or fucking murderers and other, but it's like, yo, you get to dress up and it's fun. It's cool.
It's
you know
different.
I mean?
It's not.
It's
your
fun
day.
To dress up.
It's
dude.
Not your day
to
day.
It's fun to act like a character or just to
yeah.
You know,
to dress up as
to
one.
Dress up and be one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that a lot too. That's one of my
yeah,
things
for sure.
See, I like how Shiloh. Sure. I like how Shiloh says that, but he's never dressed up for Halloween ever.
No, I'm.
He's
you
just
better
up,
fucking do it tomorrow,
he is
bitch.
Dressed up. Twice.
I got a fucking cape and shit.
No,
I'm gonna be a legitimate vampire.
I'm dressing
like
up tomorrow.
You better wear that shit tomorrow.
I'm gonna be
I
a sick ass vampire.
That motherfucker was like $16 at.
No, I think next year definitely I'm gonna go a lot harder. I don't know what I'm gonna be, but next
yeah.
year I'm definitely putting in some fucking cash, and I'm gonna be the dopest character, whatever it's gonna be that
yeah.
I decide to be. Like, cause I'm gonna put in some cash for my next year. Oh, I'm definitely gonna put in some cash.
Yeah, in case anybody didn't know, me and Shiloh are together, and like, dude, we're like super. Okay, we're like super freaks about this. Like, we already dream about our house, and then we dream about putting like a big old like what haunted house on top of the front of the house. It's like crazy. Like we want people
oh, like
to walk into our house and be all haunted and shit.
And then you
like
just to freak you out, and then you walk
yeah.
into the real house.
And then you're like, mm-hmm. oh, here's some candy at the end, you know, like get all crazy and be like, all right, here's some big candy.
No, it's funny because
you know?
Me and her have thought about putting in like a bunch of money. Like
yeah.
whenever we do get a house, we've talked about putting in a bunch of money into decorations for Halloween.
You know
like,
what'd be really funny?
And then Christmas we're like, they'll hang up some lights.
yeah.
No, you know what will like be really funny? Like, say like you guys struck like a fucking like you know lotto had like you know bought like a big house and shit like not too big you know what I mean like a big
you live
house,
in it, dude.
Like a big house here you
yeah,
know what
like
I mean
a nice house and a house that's respectable
like a big house here it's like maybe a 5-bedroom house or something whatever the fuck
you live
but you
in
put
it.
Like a little haunted house part in the front and it's like fucking terrifying it's like the worst thing ever but you do that for every family occasion. So like,
oh,
doesn't matter
yeah.
what age or what, they all gotta go through that horrifying, terrible
yep.
experience.
We're all like, hey guys, we're
end,
having a barbecue.
At the end, you're like, yo, turkey's done. No, no, no.
Yep.
You're like, yo, game's on, dog. You trying to have some popcorn? They're like, yo, dude, I just
we're
got
going
my,
home.
I just got my eyebrow shaved off and a fucking chicken leg stuffed up my ass. I'm really not trying to watch the game right now.
Like, come on, bro. It's the boy. It's the Cowboys and the Redskins. You really ain't trying to watch this? Like,
and your fucking nephew's
you
like, dude,
Washington.
I just got molested by a dude with warts. You're like, dude, I'm sorry, man. That's just how it goes.
Fucking, I hired him off.
I mean,
of,
hop out here, dog. I got pads. We're going to play.
They're like, where'd you hire him off of? I'm like, I didn't even hire him. He was just on Craigslist.
I mean, I got the cups, dude. Ready?
I just like... I know if me and Shiloh ever have kids, I feel bad for them. So I apologize 20 years later. I mean, right now, 20 years after, whatever. Because it's going to be bad, dude.
Oh, you're watching.
We're like, Yeah, no. You're watching The Exorcist.
You're watching
old Exorcist.
You're watching Jeepers Creepers at 7 or 8 years old.
I'm yeah, sorry, no,
dude. I started and watching I don't that give a shit damn. At like 4 to 5. Like that is my ultimate like.
And it's
dude, that's the only thing I'm like.
Yeah, I didn't get to answer like, that. Sorry.
I'm ultimately scared of that. Like, dude, I've literally been like riding in the passenger seat or like just in a vehicle up to the mountains before, just like you know, faded or not faded, just looking off into the distance, like. What if Jeepers Creepers just ripped the fuck open this?
See,
because remember, like in the movie,
when he
like,
lands on the top and they're like, the sky's falling right now.
Oh, okay, hold on. Like, are you talking about the first one or the second one?
Literally, it's haunted me for my whole fucking life.
What's crazy with the first one? Dude,
no, the first one, he's on a cop car and that song, he's like, look, this is the song. It's like, Jeepers Creepers. And then, where dude, he's like tearing creepers? Open the cop car.
Well, that's
car,
the scary thing, dude.
And like, he's grabbing the cop's freaking head and he's like,
well, dude, that's the scary thing. The first one really sets the tone because it's like, dude, for one.
The first one's the ultimate like, favorite, but I love the second one too.
It really like takes like what you think as safety and eliminates it because, dude, literally in the first one, they have a cop, they have two cops, same car, escort them to where they need to go, they get killed. And then at the end, dude, they're literally in a police station with a bunch of police officers and guns.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Long still gets murdered, dude.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking crazy, dude, to think like this motherfucker really went to a police station?
You know what? You made me pick because I was in the restaurant at the time. My ultimate favorite is Jeepers Creepers.
For horror?
One and two. The third can go fuck off.
I love the third.
The first and second, ultimate favorite because, dude, matches. The third one, they did not bring him when he's in the barn laying
you
up
know
there.
What fucked me up
well, no, but
I did
that's
not
because,
appreciate that shit.
No, but that's because it was set before number two.
You know what fucked me up with the third one, though?
See,
no, you know
they're trying to do that Exorcist shit, though.
Like I said, there's things that, about that the third one that I liked. The one that I liked about the third one is that it explored the rigging of the car a lot more,
yeah.
Which I thought was dope. What I really didn't like about the third one that threw me the fuck off was the effects. The special effects, dude, like the blood and everything, was so goddamn corny, and I was just
see,
like,
that's what sucks about the newer effects, though. Like, if it's not top dollar, they try to go with that new program.
To me,
it's
dude,
like it's like YouTube effects, bro.
To me, it's like this, right? Like, I think practical effects are the most efficient because
they're the best.
Like,
that's like fake dude, Guillermo del Toro. That's the only thing he does.
But the thing is, practical effects cost a lot.
I mean,
of
they do special effects, but they use practical effects as well.
Yeah.
They like do a combination.
Exactly.
To me. I'm a firm believer of, like, if you could do it right, do just practical effects. But the thing is, to get it right and to, like, have a good budget, that's kind of hard because practical effects do cost money. But
like, in
special,
the second
but...
one, tell me that shit didn't trip you guys out when that guy was in the cornfield. I think his leg was broken. And you just see Jeepers Creepers hopping place to place. One arm, one leg.
Oh,
just like...
No, as
like,
a,
he's still trying to kill this guy.
As, like,
and
a seven-year-old kid, I was like, huh.
Yeah, no,
bus
drivers, F that shit.
Like, my dad would take me camping a lot. Like, I was in plenty of, like, areas like that where I was just like, yo,
dude,
this fool could snatch me.
Like, no, I still trip when I just walk outside.
I think about him all the time. I'm 22 years old.
Yo, when you
if I
camping,
take the trash out at night, I still think about him.
Yo, you go camping, you walk out 10 feet to go take a piss next to a tree, you're like, this could be, like, my last piss.
Dude, I even think about it. Like, I'm like, dude, a fucking wolf. Or like a you know,
or
like,
anything, dude.
Or dude,
anything,
even hills have. I'm like, dude, something could snatch
dude,
me.
You know what's crazy is even
and like everybody's wilding while by the fire. It's like, dude, they wouldn't know.
Well, no, it's crazy because
you'd be gone
you know,
and they wouldn't know.
It trips you out because like it really does bring in perspective. Because,
like you ever take a piss and turn around and look?
No, yeah, mm-hmm. and you see the glowing light, you see protection, and then you realize I'm out of that light.
Yeah, you realize everywhere behind me right now.
Is
darkness,
dude.
Yeah. And if I go, they would not even know for probably like at least 20
if they didn't
minutes.
Hear you. But even if they heard you, right? Say they hear, ah, and then that's it.
They're probably like,
who the hell?
What are you doing?
Like, that, they're going to be like, he's fucking dead.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, oh, what the fuck?
Who the fuck is
like,
going to go
like,
out
no
there?
One's going out in those woods.
Hell
to
no.
Get your
unless
ass.
You got weapons.
Who the fuck has weapons?
Exactly. Like, who
never
takes
about,
who
nobody.
Takes,
who's got weapons on deck like that?
On deck? I'm pissed off right back.
Okay. Yep.
Y'all carry out.
So, you know
yeah,
what?
we're hitting 29 anyway. We're about to wrap up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Should we just wrap it up and plug it?
I'm not.
If you like.
Sure.
All right.
I'm not sure. This has been fun.
It's been great.
Unless you want to go another
There might be a part two, y'all.
Maybe. If not, happy Halloween. And follow Just Trash Cast on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
Illmind Charlo. Illmind of Charlo on Instagram. The Dez is staying silent.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Love you.
But I feel you. I felt the same way. I'm like, I'm not that far off.
Like you were in the ballpark. No. What?
With Horton, started looking like a goddamn gopher.
Remember that dumb little one that was like, where he's all.
This one.
Yeah, look.
Let me see. I want to be. That's me for Christmas. Well, that's me.
What is
Halloween? Yeah. And well, I'm not. You're the little flower on top of me.
We were tripping off her name. She thought it was Tina. No. Like, I was
this
like,
is
oh,
me.
That's about right.
But every day of my life. Tiny. No.
Cancel that. Cancel that. You're the flower that I eat because that's how good you smell.
We are back, though. We
are. Hold on. I just like this clip.
We're here.
Yeah. You're that little fucking. That's me, and you're that little thing on top of me.
All
right. Well, we are back.
Started to look like a goddamn gopher.
The Halloween episode.
Part two, Halloweenies. Weenies.
Favorite horror movie. Raven, go.
No.
Okay.
Shit.
Desiree, go.
Dude, it's got to be like Jeepers Creepers. If not, I'm in love with Michael Myers. That's my man, dude. You want to murder me?
Here's my thing is, I feel like Halloween is... The original
Say
cool,
something bad. But, okay, the third one. Is it the third or the fourth with the witch?
Wait.
I feel like from the most part...
You gotta, because my mom is a diehard fucking Mike Myers fan.
Yeah, get this shit right.
She says the one with the witch doesn't fucking count.
No, it's trash.
Yeah, no, that
she
one's
says
trash.
That shit doesn't.
No,
fucking
it
count.
Doesn't.
Well,
no.
The reason why is because
the rest of them fucking great except that one. H2O. I don't even bother watching that one.
I feel like the main one that slept on is H2O.
Oh, you're talking about when her son goes to college?
Nah, I don't know. It's got the black dude in it.
Yeah, he's like security.
There's like video camera while they're doing it or something. They're trying to like go viral.
Yeah. They're in like a haunted fucking house and the Macamara. I like that one.
What?
She's talking about
the thing is about the Halloween movies is John Carpenter. He wanted to like kind of like branch out and try to make it to where there was like it wasn't like he didn't want it to have it to where it was like set on one killer or antagonist really.
Yeah.
He wanted to have it to where it was like. He wanted to branch out to something more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And after the third one, he was like, well, because of the shitty reviews and everything after it, he was like, yeah. And so that's why they went back to the regular kind of like format of what the first one was. But I don't know, if you watch all those movies, they're kind of just so fucking wonky, dude. I don't know. Like, aside from the first one, they're just kind of sporadic and none of them really align or make sense.
Well, yeah, a lot of the older horror movies do that.
Like, I know Friday does that, but at least Friday tries to make sense. The only ones where I fuck up with Friday is the fifth and the sixth one because they, for one, they don't have the same actor for Tommy Jarvis.
Well, it's the directors, too.
And then the sixth one is where they try to do the same kind of shit with Halloween, but different.
Yeah.
Where Jason wasn't Jason. It was someone pretending to be him so he can get away with murders.
I actually like that one, though.
It's okay, but I guess
it's a good movie. But until you figure out that it's not Jason, you're like,
you're kind of like it's just a regular person doing these cool kills.
Yeah, like once you figure out it's not him, you're like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, because you're like, this is just some regular dude just fucking
like fuck that guy,
murdering people.
Yeah,
I guess you know what I mean. So yeah, but Raven, you really don't have a favorite horror movie?
She loves Saw.
Oh, the Saw. What's your favorite Saw?
I have no answers.
Oh my
gosh. I think what is it? Two's pretty solid.
You know what got me tripping about Saw? That fucking white guy.
Oh,
yeah. And every fucking
Mark
one.
Mark something. The Hoffmanator.
He's like a fucking doctor or some shit, and he's in like every fucking one. He's the one that's fucking.
That's working with Jigsaw.
Yeah, no. Dude. Pisses me.
Wait, the detective dude?
No, one of them is a detective.
He's like a doctor or some shit.
The guy in the first movie who cuts off his own leg.
No, he comes in.
Yes, him.
I guess I don't know as far as
he comes in.
We watched the whole series.
He comes back technically in the second to last movie. Or no, I guess it would be the last movie if you're
going. I know he came back. I guess.
Well, hold on.
But he killed Hoffman. He killed Hoffman, and Hoffman was.
Yeah, dude.
Hoffman was a bitch.
Was he?
Was that the detective? For three movies, he's just murdering people, and I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
The detective dude?
No.
He's a dirty cop. Like,
yeah, he's basically a dirty cop.
I guess he's a detective dude, but he's not like.
Well, that's because he took over.
It was that dude in the brown suit.
And then
suit,
now,
right?
What's that bitch's name? She plays the pig.
He like went.
And then she took over.
I know, Trevor.
Yeah, that guy.
But did you like the new ones?
Like they made him so old.
Y'all didn't like the chick.
The new Jigsaw.
The last one.
The first chick.
Oh yeah, the new.
Like, you know.
Okay, was that the one where? Okay, we're talking about the new Jigsaw.
That I don't even know shit about the new movie.
Fuck, you're fucked. The new one, dude. That's the one where like they're in front of a whole fucking crowd, plastic screen, and like it's a dude, right? And he's gonna get like sawed in half or some shit.
She's dating both.
Oh, no, yeah,
she's dating
chick.
Both fucking dudes.
And then they're like, wait, fuck
they,
her.
No, no, because
yeah,
they
they're
to
like, fuck
to
her,
kill.
And they saw her in half. And that
they
was
have to
the
choose,
shit.
They have to choose to either kill one or the other for her, mm-hmm. or just let her die. And that's like kind of like near the end. They're
yeah.
like, they're like,
well, they're like, wait,
fuck her. She's
fuck
playing
her.
Both of us, and then they just let her just fucking.
Yeah, they let her die
at the very end.
And it was just fucking shit, dude.
But have you heard about the new one? That Chris well, yeah. Chris Rock is
oh the Chris Rock
no.
and
yeah,
Samuel
no,
Jackson
be a new one.
And Chris Rock
I don't know
is directing
how,
this.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
So now also Chris Rock directing
yeah that
it's
one
to be
like that one
supposed to be just
ever.
Like a part
like
of the
like that brand new one finished it off. I don't know
Which
how I'm gonna feel about that one.
I'm really not sure. I heard it's supposed to be a part of like
yeah.
it's supposed to follow
it's supposed to be a part of it, but like how like
I don't know.
What I'm thinking is maybe you know the Danny Glover from the first one. I think Chris Rock is supposed to be like his son.
I'm really interested in it though because it's like, I mean, I really am curious to see how Chris Rock and
but
Samuel Jackson.
The last
this.
One,
yeah, and well, it's like
Samuel Jackson's supposed to be Chris Rock's dad.
Well, it's interesting also to see Chris Rock
yeah,
take
no,
up
the
like
I don't know the last
spiral
one.
From the
spiral,
book,
yeah,
so.
Spiral.
Yeah, no, the last
but to see
one
Chris
just made
Rock
good.
Take up that kind of like
a role.
Act, yeah, exactly.
That's, it's different from his
it's,
usual shit.
Yeah,
that's why,
yeah no.
that's why I'm like,
no, dude, it's nothing he's ever done.
That's why I don't know if he's gonna do good, bro.
It,
he always does comedy,
no,
and that's just gonna be great.
I think he's gonna do
but,
good.
I think he's gonna kill it.
Yeah, I think he is too. He's an actor.
He's working with Samuel, dude. And he's
okay, but who knows if the movie's actually.
But I want
to
know, like, just say that what Samuel's part is.
It'll take place in continuity with the other movies without being a direct.
I was gonna say it was supposed to be.
What the fuck?
It's not a direct sequel. It's just like a part of
but
it.
But it's in the timeline.
It's like.
So I'm guessing they're going to try to
it's
match
like a part
it.
Of the universe. It's like everybody's trying to start a universe. With
but I don't want
yeah.
to jump the gun because I do think it's going to be really good.
It looks good.
I'm optimistic because.
I don't know, man. That last one was fucking great.
I don't want to be negative because it's like.
It.
I don't want to be
you
got to
watch that shit tonight then.
Is that Jigsaw?
It's just
yeah,
literally
Jigsaw.
Called Jigsaw.
Yeah, Jigsaw.
It's fucking
that
great.
That was the last one they made, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
this
really
new
did.
One,
I
don't know how
it.
I'm gonna feel about that shit.
Yeah, I can't spoil it.
Cause I'm sorry, I always come back to it. Jeepers Creepers 3. Fuck that movie.
I love the Saw movies because it always sounds bad.
It's not great, but it's good.
I love the Saw movies because like
it's not even all right.
For me, the favorite part of Saw movies is the climax of
yes.
the fucking Saw movies is the best, dude. At the end, when you figure out everything,
you figure everything out.
Yeah. When it's like when the in the music too, the music is so fucking good. When it's like din din din. Dude, you're fucking in it
yeah.
by that point.
But
you're
I mean,
just like
the whole concept behind it is like.
No, yeah, and like
I
hate
loved
when
how you always saw like the little like makeshift rooms that he did of the
yeah.
rooms that the people were in. I don't know.
And I like seeing where they fucked up because at
I
the
just,
end it shows you where they fucked up.
You know,
you're
okay.
like, dude, if they would have just did that this differently.
But do y'all believe?
Survived.
Do you guys believe Jigsaw was a bad man?
Because
I feel
usually,
like
no, it's because he
I
was
feel
dying,
yeah I feel like no
and he was taking people who were wasting their lives
yeah
and, you know
he was
making
trying
them fight
I,
for it
yeah
so,
not
like,
only that they were doing bad decisions
he
and
was
I
a
feel
fucking
like
psycho
no he was not
no not completely
no
he
not
easy.
Completely
he isn't easy
he was trying to fix the
There's
people that were fucking up in life. Like that bitch that plays the pig
like, is
okay.
killing people.
It
no.
is insane.
No, no, no.
It is insane.
He's
it
still
is
killing people.
No, he's not killing them. They're killing themselves because they didn't finish the task.
But he's putting them in those situations.
Like
because
that
they're
one
leading shitty lives. They're wasting
like
their
that
lives
bitch
away.
That like that bitch that
so
plays
he
the pig.
Feels he should, so why should he
dying.
Be the one? Just
yeah.
because he's dying?
He's dying.
Yeah.
That,
and there was
no.
a whole thing with
There's,
his ex-wife and
my
somebody
own,
killed their
okay,
baby.
Because of
someone
his own
killed their
personal
baby.
Flaws, he feels, oh, I need to correct people.
I,
to be honest,
well, he's, but the thing is, he's
doing
like,
God's
but,
work.
You know
what? Yeah,
oh, I'm doing God's
oh,
work.
Wait, no, because sure, because
yeah.
he usually corrects people that were associated with his wife dying.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, think about it. What was
yeah,
it? The,
it
was what
weird.
Was it? The business.
They were always.
What was it? The business dude. Remember the business dude who had the opportunity to give them health insurance money to help the insurance dude. Remember he could have helped them out to give him money. So she could have her like treatment to survive, but he didn't. So then fucking Jigsaw put him
sorry.
In.
Sorry. Or like that fucking lawyer. That lawyer when
yeah.
they got to fucking court and he was like, nah, fuck you guys. And like, remember that? You remember the fucking lawyer? Yeah, dude, him. And dude, I'd probably be the same. Don't
dude,
date
I,
me, shit.
I remember when I was like,
you're gonna be in a Jigsaw.
That was like one of the first like moments of deception I ever witnessed. I remember when I was a little kid watching the first Saw. My dad passed out. He just put it on. And me and Seth are watching it, young as fuck, bro. And I'm watching it. And then I remember when, like, the moment when the dude was like, yeah, this is a picture I took. You know what I mean? When he tells the dude. He's like, what the fuck? Like,
no,
like,
the greatest thing of the
first Saw. It was like one of the first moments I was like, dude, that is deception.
You know what I'm saying? The first the Saw movies, dude, they have such a great climax because at the end you're just like, what the fuck? Because like, even in the first happens? One, dude, when the guy in the middle of the room is Jigsaw.
Laying there the whole time.
And he just and he stands up and he's like, game over. And
And then in the second one, the dude's there all dead.
Yeah, because he fucking stayed there and he fucking rotted and died. You're just like, and he doesn't come back to it till is it the second movie?
Yeah.
I think it is the second movie because, what's his name? Remember he has to break his own ankle with
He tries to like find his son and shit.
Yeah.
Save his son.
That's the second one.
Dude, they're all so.
Then
like,
I think in the third one, the
you know what I thought was fucked up when that bitch that played the pig killed that lady that was saving his life.
And then the husband killed her.
Because she was part of the gaming.
I know. Because
Jigsaw was putting her to the test, and she.
Then she took over, and then she made it impossible for people to even get out.
That was what fucking. That's what pissed me off because I was like, dude, all right. She didn't play it right. Yeah, she was rigging the game to where you can never win, and that's why he was testing her. He was like. You need to change your ways, and she didn't. She would even at the end, she would risk her life to fucking to make it to where it was impossible to win, and that was her test. And I was like, "Damn, dude! Like those movies, they are really good." All right, you know what? You guys are getting me to somewhere because you know Saw movies might be up there now.
They're up there.
They're definitely top ten. And when I mean like top ten, not like all eight movies, but like all collection in one category, like number seven or six.
They have their own lane. It's their own lane.
Yeah.
And I hate when people are like, oh, that's just torture porn. I'm like,
no, what the fuck? You obviously
didn't watch the movie all the way through.
Human Centipede is torture porn.
Okay, Centipede is not my shit. That and
what is it? Hostel? Hostels.
When that bitch killed her baby. Hostel is
torture porn, bro.
Oh, God.
Hostel is definitely torture porn.
Hostel was the British.
I remember
people.
When we watched, like, what was it? Hostel 2?
No, it was Russian. Remember when they go and when they're Russian. Her eyeball is hanging and you had to cut it off.
Yeah, dude, do you remember that one was when you showed
me
shit. Hostel
2? It fucked me up.
Dude, it fucked me up. That's why I had to show you.
Okay, hold on. You know which one?
He used to show that all you kinds fuck... of things that you fucked
okay,
me up.
Okay, I know you're going to know this movie. The one that you fucked me up that you know that fucked you up when we were in that hotel. That movie, what is it called? Slither.
Slither
fucked
me up. Dude. Slither, no, we had to bring that up. No, how do you feel about that?
I remember being like 12 years old watching this movie with this dude. And he's all, nah, dude, this movie's sick. And then it came to when like the dude was like about to kill the baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, dude, change this shit.
No,
like,
remember the chick when she's in the barn? The barn and she's all bloated and fucking huge as like the barn?
And the dude walks out and he gets fucking shot with the alien.
Right in his neck and shit. Oh my God, dude.
I hate that movie.
I do too, but...
I couldn't get through it.
It's so bad, dude.
You made
I love
it so
it.
Bad for
dude,
me.
Dude, all right, I don't mean like none of y'all.
Did you guys ever watch D2?
D2?
Yeah.
D2.
That sounds familiar.
Is D
explain?
D2. It was where this dude, right? Was this dude was like a security guard at like this fucking big garage parking thing, you know, that's like connected to big buildings.
Parking garage.
It was like built up, connected to like you know, there's like five different levels, whatever. It's connected to this big building. He was obsessed with his chick and it was like a night off and it was Christmas. And then, like, at first he was cool, like, trying to, like fucking woo.
Hold on. Are you talking about when they, is it on fucking Hulu and they get stuck in an elevator?
No.
That's down.
That one, you guys watched that, right?
No,
that
it's an older movie. It came out in the 2000s and shit.
Okay.
I have never seen this movie.
I don't think I've seen it. Movie, it sounds, D12 sounds fucking familiar, but I never clicked on it.
No, you know what's a movie?
It's like D2.
You know what's a movie that's really underrated? Fucking Idle Hands, dude.
It's a good funny horror.
It was Seth Green, the dude from Final Destination, the main character he's in.
They were supposed to do number two.
Never did. Jessica Alba.
Okay. Talk about movies that fuck you up. Final Destination.
Right. Yeah, no. Movies that fuck you up. You guys never watched Devil?
Oh, yeah.
When they're stuck in a fucking elevator. Dude, ask Shiloh.
One of them's guilty.
Dude, no. I can never go on a fucking elevator, dude. I have panic attacks.
But she was guilty too. The devil just possessed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie. I mean, I love
that movie. Fucked me to where I cannot get in elevators by myself.
Y'all been in elevators with like old people before?
Old people.
After that movie, and I'm like, fucking, Watch out, dude.
I will karate chop you. Mm-hmm. It's just elevators alone for me, dude. I go in there. I had to go to Shiloh's work like last week to give him his fucking keys because he locked himself out in his
truck. You got elevators at your work?
Yeah, dude. No, dude, I only went up.
Story? We're in a 3-story.
I went up to the second story. I was having a panic attack because it took like fucking 5 seconds to open. And I was like, dude, why isn't it opening?
It runs right through me, mate. Yeah, I've had a pee since you last had a pee. I'm holding it.
I'm holding it. I'm going to burst. Dude, you're going to get yourself a UTI.
Yeah.
I already have one.
Dude. Can we get that out of there? No, I'm going to like out of the fucking.
I was like, here's some cranberry.
I'm going to have to flush it with cranberry on cranberry pills.
You were like, I don't want to take that. I'm like, bro, it'll help your
journey. Straight vodka track. Cranberries.
No. No.
Yes.
That doesn't, no.
Man, work. Dude, what's another good fucking horror movie?
Yes.
Build it. It's another one.
Okay, it's not a horror, but dude, Beetlejuice. Fucking great movie.
Beetlejuice is the best.
Beetlejuice is fucking great.
What about Bill and Ted vs. Evil? Or not Bill and Ted.
I thought that was a game.
No, it's a movie on like Netflix. It's like something. Fuck. Shiloh knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Ash versus Evil.
Shiloh.
Meet Ash versus Evil.
Bill and Ted. It's not Bill and Ted versus Evil, but it's, you know what I'm talking about.
I think they had an excellent
adventure. There's three now that we're talking about.
Games or movies?
No, but the funny ones.
Yeah.
Remember, like, the fucking boy just went and he chucked himself in the wood chipper.
Oh, that's no, that's not Bill and Ted. That's
No, I know it's not Bill and Ted.
That's Tucker and Dale.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Evil. Yes.
Tucker and Dale.
That's fucking great.
Is that the movie so that we watched where he left his best friend in the fucking basement?
No.
Which one is that?
This is with two rednecks and
there's no basement.
Remember one of like, okay, it's like a fucking, it's one of these fucking dumbass zombie movies. Yeah, it gotta be a redneck movie because they were in a bar with their homie and some chick.
You're thinking of Shaun of the Dead.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Where they left their homie in the basement because he was turned into a zombie and they left him locked up in there. And then they go back and they feed him and shit.
Yeah, that's Shaun of the Dead.
That's Shaun of the Dead.
That's a good one.
That's not the basement, too. That's the shed. He's in the shed.
That's a good one.
I mean, he was playing.
That's a good fucking movie.
Yeah, dude.
And Injustice, he was playing like PlayStation with him.
You know what's another good one?
No, yeah, he goes to bite him and he's all.
Ned!
He's all
fine.
You know what's another good one? Zombieland. Both of them.
Yep, both of them.
They were both really
good. I still to this day have not seen the second
one. Dude, you're out your mind. You watched the second one. Second one made me cry.
Honestly, I didn't think they could make a better one, like a sequel, and they did.
They did, and it freaking... Dude, the end made me cry. It was beautiful. That's all I gotta say.
It's
freaking...
That just made me happy.
Dude, they're both 10 out of 10. On God.
Nobody told you what happened.
You just did.
Tell his friends love. That's all I told you.
That's like such a spoiler.
No, it's not.
It is.
My mouth tastes like weed. What the fuck?
All that spilt bong water.
Why am I tasting?
I know,
weed?
Right?
Spilt bong.
No, dude, they are both 10 out of 10. What do you guys think about candy?
Candy.
Candy corn? Fuck that shit. Whoever gives that shit to kids.
Candy corn is the shit.
No.
I love candy corn.
Whoever gives that to kids.
I like candy corn.
Racist.
Candy corn is
racist.
You ever have the candy corn pumpkin?
Oh, get out of here.
The bag of the pumpkins?
Get out of town.
They got candy corn pumpkins. They're so good.
Oh, the pumpkins?
They're way better than normal candy corn. You got to get the pumpkins.
Candy corn is just.
My mom put me onto that real young.
I'm about to call her.
She gets the candy corn pumpkins. Those are fucking fire.
I get why people don't like candy corn, but at the same time, I'm like.
That shit is delicious.
It's just sugar.
No.
It's not good for you, but it's delicious.
But it's disgusting.
It's so good.
It's sweet.
It's so good. I'll put a handful of those in my mouth right now.
You know what's ironic? It's sick. You know what's ironic that she says that? Because I had a little
fact. No, I saw it.
I have a little fact right here that I looked up on Google.
Uh-huh.
It says candy corn was originally called chicken feed.
Yum.
Yeah, it looks like fucking chicken feet. It looks like corn,
bro. Not feet, but chicken feet.
Chicken feet that you feed fucking chicken.
And when you think about it, you look at it, you're like, oh, I kind of get that. Like,
I still eat that shit.
It looks good. It's good.
I love candy corn. I love it.
Candy corn is disgusting.
Hey, whenever y'all do
candy corn, Almond Joy, Snickers, anything that has nuts, dude. I do not like nuts in my mouth.
Candy corn,
except my man's. You know what I'm saying? No.
All right. Well, hey, we're gonna wrap. wrap that up.
Why? We're getting to the good part.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wop, wop, wop. No. Yeah.
So, hey, with candy corn, did y'all ever used to like
split it? I'd rather dig. I'm going to spell my name.
Did y'all ever used to try to bite it between the threes?
Yes.
Like all the white. Time. Like the white, the orange.
I'm going to get a bag of candy corn. How the fuck?
Fuck candy corn.
Just try to perfectly separate it with your teeth.
I need some candy corn.
And then you eat them separately.
I need some candy corn, guys.
Yeah, I like candy corn. It's the shit.
I need it.
This podcast
is all over the place.
Fuck.
But it was great.
Always is. They know what's up. It's called Just Trash.
The just, trash.
You know what?
Trashy.
Taking out the trash.
Fucking me and my girl, we going to make our own podcast.
See, we need a. Ooh, we that'd be nice to have our own theme song.
Yeah, ladies.
That's a good podcast name.
What is it?
That's a good podcast.
Ladies Takeover.
Ladies Takeover? That does sound
You
want to
know,
good.
Like, the number one
That's
podcast
ours, and
right
I
now?
Swear. Anyone steals it, I live in Fresno,
Besides
but I'll give
Joe
you my
Rogues?
Address.
No, yeah. No, you know Joe Rogues is the number one, right?
Joe Rogan, if you're listening
you
to this,
know the number
put
one
me on.
Right now, it's called Call Her Daddy.
Put me on.
That's the number one, Call Her Daddy.
Yeah. That's like a trending thing.
Daddy. Daddy.
Yeah.
They took it and made it a name.
Call her daddy.
Is there any girls on it?
Fucking facts.
It's only girls.
Only girls. Okay, call
Dude,
her daddy.
What if there is men? If it's
just,
all men.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is this like...
Honestly, as a podcast, though, it's garbage. They just keep talking. Like, the way they acknowledge their fans, like, hello, daddy gang.
Oh, that's gay.
Daddy gang? Ah.
Sorry.
Like, what's up, daddy gang?
You know the fucking little anime nerds are on that
Daddy
shit,
gang,
though.
Listen to me.
Like, I know, they probably paid like $15 a fucking
Oh, they
hour.
They got their OnlyFans.
I'm a subscriber. I'm a top subscriber.
Yeah, they got their OnlyFans.
Dude, I play Fortnite. I'll whoop your ass. Illmind of Shiloh. No, Illmind of Harambe. PS4.
We gotta hop on that Twitch.
I'll whoop.
Yo, Fall Guys, dude. We gotta hop on that Twitch stream.
Fall Guys. Fall Guys, yep. I love me some Fall Guys.
I got the Fall Guys on deck right now.
They put Among Us on console.
I'm doing good.
I just want you guys to know it is Shiloh's PS4, but you know what? I play most games. I play Dead by Daylight, everything. Hit me up.
You said M.
Imana Harambe.
Hit me up.
You should know how to spell Imana unless you're like 8, then I don't know how to tell you. You better ask your teacher. Imana Harambe.
Google that shit.
Google that shit.
It's a gorilla.
Y'all.
A gorilla.
Yes.
Silverback, too. That is some tough ass gorillas.
Rest in peace to my homie, bro.
When I want to fuck with them, they strong. Fucking tear your limbs off and beat you with them. your name is Toby.
Dude, I'm telling you, podcast is all over the place,
name is
man.
Toby.
Just Trash.
Fucking beat you with your own leg.
You know what? Just Trash is just facts, man. But you know what? Our trash is just as good as, you know, all trash. Right.
Hey, you know what they all say? Right. One man's trash is
another man's treasure. Yeah. Yes, right. Sir. Right.
We're hopping out.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yes.